Hey, thanks for downloading my podcast. If you want to know more about me, go to my website, markkelly.info. God bless you and enjoy what's coming up.
I love the internet. No, really, I think I have a genuine deep affection for it. If you look up the definition of love, phrases like attractive qualities and underlying oneness are found, as well as to like or desire enthusiastically and treasured object. I thank Tim Berners-Lee for it. I thank God for it every day. Alright, I'm jesting a bit and I'm stretching the definition, but I reckon most of us will admit that we are attracted to it. For the millions of us that own a smartphone, why not monitor yourself for a day and see how often you pick it up to check your emails or read the news? Our desire to consume information means that we approach things like Facebook and Twitter quite passionately. How many times have you clicked a link someone's posted or commented and engaged in enthusiastic debate? And how about the oneness you feel with others who like the same page as you? It's like you've all given each other a knowing wink, metaphorically, of course. And certainly, when we lose the internet, we can exhibit feelings of anxiety and disconnectedness.
We have lost our precious.
Okay, two things to note from what I just said. Firstly, I find it quite amusing to suggest that we've lost the internet. I mean, where did you last see it? Looked under the bed? Is the internet just a small black box with a flashing red light that you can accidentally mislay? And secondly, that was quite a tenuous Gollum link and impression. Apologies. As Brits, we tend to be a nation of contradiction. We love collectively supporting the underdog, and then we aggressively knock them off the pedestal we've sat them on after they become a success. Or we vote continuously for the worst act on X Factor, and then complain bitterly when their presence knocks out the genuinely talented one. The same can be said for the internet and all the stuff it brings with it. We love social media. We love access to 24/7 news. We love the videos of cute kittens and stupid dogs. Well, you might like the kittens. I can take them or leave them. The World Wide Web has made the planet smaller. Skype and the like enable us to connect with friends and family on a regular basis, even when they live on the other side of the world. Just these movements begin online and work their way into the real world. We stand with others in a internet-y, ethereal kind of way when Twitter spreads tweets of injustice, rebellion and even war. And yet, we hear those who say it's pulled us apart, that we spend more time looking at our smartphones than we do our loved ones. Facebook has changed our definition of friend into mere acquaintance. Constant news and tweets have turned us into mindless information junkies desperate for our next fix. Easy access to pornography has altered expectations of sex. Boys in particular are developing a distorted view of a healthy, loving relationship. To some extent, this is true, and the bit about porn, too sad and too real to explore further here, and there'll always be a minority that take things too far. For me, however, the internet is truly, all things considered, a blessing to us all. I run our church internet stuff, the website, social media, all that kind of stuff, and I found it, in the majority, to be entirely beneficial. When someone is looking for a new church in Leeds or wanting to speak to someone, so much of our initial connection now comes through our internet site or Facebook page. In fact, a lot of our visitors we see on a Sunday or on a Friday night, our encounter evenings, have found us by searching first online. The phone book, what's that? Folks have been encouraged, uplifted and spurred on through social media posts. Pictures in particular generate high engagement. Links and videos challenge and sharpen the inquisitive mind. Emails inform and maintain connection. The internet is a tool, and a tool used well will always produce an effective end result. So don't complain about it. Don't push against it. Embrace it. Look at how it can enhance your life and acknowledge the benefit it brings to others. get excited about it and see how you can use it to your advantage in a selfless and engaging way. It'll never replace physical human interaction, but we are inherently social creatures made to be in relationship with another. And the internet allows us to maintain those relationships in a very real way. So yeah, the internet. I love it. Ephesians 4:29 from the Message says this: "Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps. Each word a gift."
Once again, thanks for listening. I lead a church in Leeds called City Church Leeds. And if you want to know more about Jesus or wish to simply know more about us, then please visit citychurchleeds.net.